Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. So with that, first question for our guest today, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, everyone. I am Jamie Van Kuyk, and I am the owner and lead strategist of Growing Your Team. At Growing Your Team, we help small businesses through the process of learning how to hire and manage their first teams.
Fantastic. Question number two, what's the best thing about working with businesses?
I love to be able to see the results. When people come to me, they have a challenge. Typically, they've tried to hire in the past, and it hasn't gone very well. And so they're really hesitant about entering the hiring process again. They're afraid of getting a bad hire. So to get those responses back of, oh my gosh, I found the perfect team member. This was so helpful. It lights me up to be able to see those results, because without a great team, people can't grow their businesses.
Wonderful. Question number three, Jamie, I'm hearing from other top executives and business owners that using clients' testimonials and quotes dramatically increases conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
I 100% agree with this. Social proof is very important. I know even for me as a consumer, if I'm going to someone's website, I want to see that social proof. I want to see the testimonials. And if it just so happens to be that someone I know, even if I don't personally know them, but I know that name, know that face from the business community has used them before, it helps elevate them even more because I know that they are experienced at what they're doing and they didn't just start this yesterday, that people have gotten results and loved working with them.
Very good. Question number four, what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry?
Yeah, so I'm going to share with you a few tips today on how to find quality hires and how to hire the right person for your business. So real quick, going through these, there's 3 steps that I want you to follow. First is remembering that you're hiring for your business, not someone else's. Your business is unique and you need to figure out exactly what type of help you need for your business. Yes, it might have the same title as another business, but how you're going to measure success or exactly what that position is going to do is different for your business than anyone else's. So know what's important for you so that way you can start narrowing your search down to the right people. Because like I always say is just because someone's great at what they do or just because someone produced results for someone else doesn't mean they're going to be great for you in your business and produce the results you need. 2 is you need to have a hiring plan. You need to know what you're looking for in a candidate when it comes to how you're reviewing the resumes or knowing if someone is actually passing an interview. So you need to have this plan of what you're looking for and what you're going to ask. As I like to tell people, you wouldn't want to go into a room of 100 random strangers, put on a blindfold and randomly select someone and have that be the person on your team. It sounds ridiculous, right? But so many people actually approach hiring this way. They don't know what to look for on a resume and they haven't prepared anything in terms of interview questions. So they pull random interview questions out of a hat. You want to be prepared so you make sure that when you're interviewing a candidate, first off, that candidate deserves an interview. And second, that you're uncovering the right information to make sure that they are going to be the best team member for your business. And lastly, take emotions out of the hiring process. People are interviewing because most likely they need a job. They need money to put a roof over their head, food on the table. Most people aren't going to work just because they have nothing else to do that day. So you're going to hear stories. You're going to hear things that tug at your heartstrings that you want to be somebody's hero. Well, your business is a business and you need to find the person that's right for your business. It's not your job to give somebody a job. It's your job to hire the right person for your business. There's other things you can do to help people, like refer them to someone that might have a position that they're perfect for, but don't bring your emotions into the hiring process. Hire the right person for your needs.
Fantastic. Excellent points there. Question number 5, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry like yourself would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be invited to be a guest on this podcast?
Yeah, so the person that I want to acknowledge is Robin Walker of the Women's Business Workshop. One of the things I love about Robin is she's very close to speaking to my heart because she loves process and to-dos. And she works with, which also speaks to my heart, is a lot of female business owners who are building their business around their family lives. A lot of people that have little kids that are home with them, or women that are homeschooling, or other women who just, you know, don't want to necessarily be working a 40-hour job. So they are making these more concise businesses that fit their business. And she teaches them how to focus on the right things to move their business forward instead of trying to do everything at once. Her thing is, let's focus on one thing at a time. And that one thing should be strategically selected because it's going to have the biggest impact on your business.
Very good. Very good. I look forward to connecting with her. Yeah. And question number six, final question with 3 minutes left. We're doing great on time. Tell us about your first sale.
Ooh, my first sale. All right. So this one, I'll honestly admit, making my first sale in business took a lot longer than I want to admit. I was definitely one of those things. I was like, I put out a website, put out some great content. People are going to come to me and tell me how they want to work with me, why they want to give me money and tell me what they want to pay me. And I'm, of course, quickly learned that business doesn't work that way. You need to have packages. You need to have everything together. So I was a little bit more set on my business, what I was going to be offering people, and just started doing a lot of networking. And I met a gentleman at a local networking event. We met for coffee. He had kind of thrown out a buying signal when we first met that he could use someone like me, but it was kind of like just random in the middle of a conversation. So I didn't think much of it. We met for coffee. And by the time we left that meeting, he was telling me, I'm definitely signing up for your services. I just have to figure out which package is right for me. I want the higher one. I just have to figure out if I can afford it. A few days later, we followed up and he signed on for that higher package. And it was definitely extremely exciting. I still have a screenshot of that email that, of course, I immediately sent to my husband. It's like, yes, I'm finally making money in my business.
Very good. And congratulations on that. And thank guess you. What? You did it. Six right. questions. Yep, in 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick, Jamie, so people can connect with you after the podcast.
Yeah, my website is growingyourteam.com.
Very good. And we typed it in the description of the podcast. Be sure to click on that link and connect with Jamie. Jamie, enjoyed having you on the podcast. And remember, don't stop believing. For those who are listening and watching, be sure to check out other episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. This is April Renee. Create a terrific day.